maneuver until first responders arrived. The contestant recovered and resumed eating. He didn't win. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Subaru, featuring the new 2025 Forester with an updated exterior design and an 11.6-inch Starlink multimedia interface. Learn more at Subaru.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-thru windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Highs in the mid-80s this afternoon, lows in the lower 50s tonight. It's 86 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 306.
Like anxiety and depression than boys since the pandemic. Rob Stein, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, and many other frequencies all around the state, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. We're in the midst of our fall fanfare pledge drive. If you would like to make a contribution, visit us online at kansaspublicradio.org or give us a call at 888-577-5268. In the next half hour, we'll talk to you about the many benefits of becoming a member of KPR. Plus, Rupert Murdoch's attorneys are in court in Nevada seeking to change the terms of his irrevocable trust. Why? David Folkenflik is looking into it, and he will tell us. Also, in this next half hour, two competing chicken restaurants owned by two sisters. That's the subject of a new series on the Hallmark Plus channel. Having a little fun and taking a lot of liberties with a chicken rivalry familiar to people from southeast Kansas.
I remember telling my mom that I was going to write about Chicken Annie's and Chicken Mary's, and she was like, "Do you want to hear the real story?" And I was like, "Nope."
Coming up on KPR, the new TV series, The Chicken Sisters, very, very loosely based on a real rivalry between two sisters who run chicken places in southeast Kansas. Kansas Public Radio thanks Zenzero for providing lunch for our volunteers and guests during the membership drive. Zenzero, serving Thai and Nepalese cuisine at 811 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. It's 86 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It is 320.
And we are interrupting your...
More than 1%, tech-heavy NASDAQ up 190 points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A new report finds that Kansans who live in areas with higher concentrations of nurses are healthier and live longer than those living in areas with nursing shortages. The analysis is from the Kansas Nursing Workforce Center based at the KU School of Nursing. It formed last year to help address a shortage of nurses in the state. Amy Garcia directs the center. She says the shortage is particularly acute in much of rural Kansas.
So nurses are the backbone of care. And where we don't have enough nurses, either by number or by specialty, we've got a problem in delivering care, and that shows in the outcomes.
The report also identified chronic shortages of nurses working in long-term care and maternity care. Garcia says she hopes the data can help institutions and policymakers better target the nursing shortage. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has directed flags across the state to be lowered to half staff from sunup to sundown on Wednesday to honor those who lost their lives in the terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001. Wednesday marks the 23rd anniversary of those attacks, which killed nearly 3,000 people and injured thousands more. The governor also said she wants everyone to remember, quote, the bravery and courage of our nation's first responders. More than 400 first responders, firefighters, police officers, EMTs, and others were killed in the attacks. Corn sweat is a summertime phenomenon that happens when the crop releases water into the air that can increase humidity. But the muggy heat wave that hit the Midwest at the end of August was probably a little late to be related to corn sweat. Zach Leeser is Missouri's state climatologist and says most of the corn is too mature to sweat all that much now.
I'd argue this time of year, the bigger contributor is just a warm air mass with southerly winds that were bringing up some of that humidity from the Gulf of Mexico as well.
On top of that, Leeser says climate change is making things more humid in general, and that trend will likely continue. Clear skies in the forecast tonight with a low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 80s. If that sort of weather sounds good to you, you're in luck. We're going to have that all the way through Sunday of next week. It's 3:35.
Support for NPR comes from the Stainless County, Florida Sheriff Bob Galtieri. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Two competing chicken restaurants run by two sisters. That is the premise of a new television series debuting this week on Hallmark Plus. If that plot sounds familiar, it should. The Chicken Sisters is inspired by the rivalry between Chicken Annie's and Chicken Mary's in Southeast Kansas. KJ Dell'Antonia is the author of the best-selling novel, The Chicken Sisters, which inspired the new TV series. She spoke with KPR's Kay McIntyre about growing up and visiting her relatives in Southeast Kansas.
We were Chicken Annie's family, and at that time, you town, it's very, I think it's very Midwestern, that question of do you stay here or do you hit one of the coasts?
We've been listening to KJ Dell'Antonia, the author of The Chicken Sisters, speaking with KPR's Kay McIntyre. The Chicken Sisters is the basis for a new series of the same name, debuting tomorrow on Hallmark Plus. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and many other frequencies scattered around the state thanks to the generosity of listeners just like you. If you would like to be a part of KPR and support our mission, give us a call at 888-577-5268 or pledge online. Very simple, won't take very long at all. KansasPublicRadio.org is the web address.
Support for KPR comes from Assistive Technology for Kansans, providing people with disabilities and health conditions access to technology to live, work, and play safely. More information at atk.ku.edu.
Stay with us. News headlines coming your way at 4:01. Then we will hear from a now famous debate moderator. He is a local journalist. He works at 9 News in Denver. And he was the moderator for a debate. It totally went viral. We will talk with him about what he brings to a debate and what he thinks moderators ought to be doing in debates. That is all coming up right here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
This is Kansas Public Radio. It's 10 minutes before 4 o'clock.
And this is...
listening right now and you're already a sustainer, consider upgrading to help us
meet the challenges that inflation has brought to the station and to everybody. If you've been listening for quite some time and you haven't made a pledge yet, now is a great time to do so. Your gift will be doubled and you'll help us meet that sustaining membership challenge. You can do so at KansasPublicRadio.org or at 888-577-5268. And we're going to get back to the news.
NPR and this station are supported by the communities we serve. In return, our journalism is available to everyone free of charge. This is NPR.
But just because there's no charge for it doesn't mean there is no cost to it. Make your pledge now and support your public radio station. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at KansasPublicRadio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Clear skies for the next, looks like about a week, lows tonight in the lower 50s. The time is 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
Clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 50s, sunshine tomorrow with a high in the upper 80s. It's 86 degrees in Lawrence and it's 4:06.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, and many other frequencies scattered around the state. You can always listen online, listen worldwide at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, featuring KU students in musicals, comedy, contemporary drama, and dance, staged at Murphy Hall. Season lineup and tickets at KUtheater.com.
Hope you'll stay tuned. News headlines coming your way in about another 12 minutes, coming up in our next half hour or so. While former President Donald Trump is trying to moderate his message on abortion, Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign is warning voters that another Trump administration would mean a threat to the access to reproductive health care. That story from Sarah McCammon. We are going to visit a playground in Queens, New York. We will hear from some North Carolina voters, specifically in Granville County. All of that coming your way before 5 o'clock. Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR1 stations, we have classical music, Destiny, the bringer of peace. We'll be bringing you Venus tonight. It's KPR's evening classical music at 7 o'clock. It's actually by Holst, but it's Monday. Destiny thought she'd provide you with a soothing program. You will hear Evening Classical with Destiny from 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR1 stations. If KPR2 is more your thing, stick around for This American Life at 7 o'clock tonight. Clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 50s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the upper 80s. It's 20 minutes past 4.
And we are here.
Continue the search indefinitely, but hope Couch will turn himself in peacefully. For NPR, I'm John McGarry in Kentucky.
Well, stocks finished higher, clawing back some of last week's sharp losses today. NVIDIA and other big tech companies led the market higher, the tech-heavy NASDAQ up more than 100 points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas lawmakers today advanced Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's appointee for a new position called the Child Advocate. Carrie Lonard has been the acting child advocate since 2021, when the position was first being developed. Prior to that, she worked as a family law attorney with the nonprofit Kansas Legal Services for 14 years. She also has experience in school social work and the foster care system.
I believe that my professional training and experience, combined with my passion and dedication, makes me an ideal candidate for this position.
The child advocate investigates complaints of abuse or neglect toward children in state custody. Supporters say the new role promotes transparency over how the state handles children in its care. Lonard will serve a 4-year term if her appointment is confirmed by the full Kansas Senate. A new report finds that Kansans who live in areas with higher concentrations of nurses are healthier and live longer than those living in areas with nursing shortages. That analysis comes from the Kansas Nursing Workforce Center, based at the KU School of Nursing. It formed last year to help address a shortage of nurses in the state. Amy Garcia directs the center. She says the shortage is particularly acute in much of rural Kansas.
So nurses are the backbone of care, and where we don't have enough nurses, either by number or by specialty, we've got a problem in delivering care, and that shows in the outcomes.
The report also identified chronic shortages of nurses working in long-term care and maternity care. Garcia says she hopes the data can help institutions and policymakers better target the nursing shortage. The state of Kansas has been dealing with a shortage of referees for high school sports for several years now, and the situation does not seem to be improving. KSNW-TV reports that schools across the state are having to pivot their games from Friday night lights to Thursday night lights due to the shortage. According to officials with the Kansas State High School Activities Association, the problem has continued to get worse for both rural and urban schools. Anyone who would like to learn how to become a high school sports official can contact the KSHSAA. It's 4:35.
Support for NPR comes from...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Morning Edition from NPR News brings you reporting from around the world.
NPR's Carrie Khan is covering all this from the Venezuelan city of Caracas.
And we also realize there's plenty to learn at home, literally.
Here's my compost bin in the freezer. We've got some tomato bits, and now we're adding 2 tea bags.
Listen for the latest headlines plus useful life hacks every weekday on Morning Edition.
Join us tomorrow morning for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. A great way to start off your day with the latest national, international, and regional news. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines, and the Biden administration has announced a new rule that will require private health insurers to cover mental health and addiction services, just the way they do physical conditions. That story and much more still to come on All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from Waldo Folk, a music showcase presenting Irish singer-songwriter via Austin, Texas, Pat Byrne. September 11th at 7 in the Tap Room at Waldo Pizza in KC. Tickets at waldofolk.com.
Quick program note, you will be able to hear the ABC presidential debate simulcast by NPR tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on your KPR One stations. Clear skies tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 80s. This is KPR. It's 10 minutes before 5.
And welcome into Org is the website. Thank you to Rex and Mindy.
It's privileges. You will be eligible for the member card, which I used to use pretty diligently. And I would almost make my money back. And if I were a little bit more diligent, I think I would make even more. So give now. Visit kansaspublicradio.org.
We'd like to hear from you. 888-577-5268. We have more All Things Considered coming your way shortly. But just remember, no one is going to step up to the plate if you don't. So we need to hear from you. KansasPublicRadio.org is the website to do that at. Or if you'd like to talk to someone, just Kansas Public or call 888-577-5268. Thank you for your support. And we'll send you back now to All Things Considered.
Morning Edition from NPR News asks the crucial questions of our time.
Who can make the best cookie, humans or AI?
Unpack the answers with us every weekday.
Join us for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 50s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the upper 80s. Similar forecast for the next 7 days. The time is 5 o'clock.
Quickly, often they die within the first hour, so every minute and every second actually counts.
McElwain's group is working with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children to prevent the loss of more life. Kristen Wright, NPR News.
Wall Street higher by the closing bell. The Dow was up 484 points. The Nasdaq up 193. The S&P 500 up 62. All three major indices up just over 1%. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Eagle's Rest, a locally owned custom furniture store in downtown Lawrence, featuring Stressless brand chairs and other sustainably made handcrafted furniture. Information online at eaglesrestnaturalhome.com.
85 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 5:06.
Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. We are also at 89.9 FM in Atchison, 90.3 FM in Chanute, many other frequencies all across the state. We have been able to expand and bring you our service through those frequencies through the generosity of listeners just like you. If you would like to become a member of KPR and get in on that action, give us a call at 888-577-5268 or pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from F.W. Houston Medical Center 24/7 Walk-In Clinic, serving the healthcare needs of the Jefferson County area no matter the time of day. More information at 913-774-4340.
We'll have an update of news headlines in just about 11 minutes. Coming up in the next half hour, we will learn about the Murdoch family having a very public family brawl in court. We will talk about Idaho and its terrible wildfires, all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse live in concert, and more this season. Tickets at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center.
Kansas Public Radio thanks Zen Zero for providing lunch for our volunteers and guests during membership drive Zen Zero. serving Thai and Nepalese cuisine at 811 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. Clear skies in the forecast tonight. We're expecting a low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 80s. Very similar days and nights all the way through Sunday of next week. No rain in the forecast at this time. The time is 5:20.
And thank you for listening to all.
And then moving inland across the southeastern, south central United States up into the Mississippi Valley and into the Ohio Valley by the time we get later into the week.
Brennan says the warm waters off the Gulf will likely fuel the storm's intensity before it makes landfall later this week. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas lawmakers today advanced Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's appointee for a new position called the Child Advocate. Carrie Lonard has been the acting child advocate since 2021 when the position was first being developed. Prior to that, she worked as a family law attorney with the nonprofit Kansas Legal Services for 14 years. She also has experience in school social work and the foster care system.
I believe that my professional training and experience combined with my passion and dedication makes me an ideal candidate for this position.
The Child Advocate investigates complaints of abuse or neglect toward children in state custody. Supporters say the new role promotes transparency over how the state handles children in its care. Lonard will serve a four-year term if her appointment is confirmed by the full Kansas Senate. A new report finds that Kansans who live in areas with higher concentrations of nurses are healthier and live longer than those living in areas with nursing shortages. That analysis comes from the Kansas Nursing Workforce Center based at the KU School of Nursing. It formed last year to help address a shortage of nurses in the state. Amy Garcia directs that center. She says the shortage is particularly acute in much of rural Kansas.
So nurses are the backbone of care, and where we don't have enough nurses, either by number or by specialty, we've got a problem in delivering care, and that shows in the outcomes.
The report also identified chronic shortages of nurses working in long-term care and maternity care. Garcia says she hopes the data can help institutions and policymakers better target the nursing shortage. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has directed flags across the state to be lowered to half staff from sunup to sundown Wednesday to honor those who lost their lives in the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. Wednesday marks the 23rd anniversary of those attacks, which killed nearly 3,000 people and injured thousands more. The governor also said she wants everyone to remember, quote, the bravery and courage of our nation's first responders. More than 400 first responders, firefighters, police officers, EMTs, and others were killed in those attacks. Clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 50s, highs tomorrow in the upper 80s. It's 5:35.
Support for NPR comes
from Boise.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we bring you the latest on everything from the presidential race to what interest rates are doing. But we also share stories that take us into other people's lives.
You actually played your horn while they were inside your skull.
Absolutely. Doesn't everybody?
Listen for the unexpected with the news weekdays on Morning Edition.
Morning Edition comes your way 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow here on KPR with Steve Inskeep, A. Martinez, and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, offering a local team to help businesses invest in the health of their employees with a choice of benefit options. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, 91.3 FM in Junction City, many frequencies at which you can access us or you can stream us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, jury selection began today in the Memphis federal trial of three ex-policemen charged in the killing of black motorist Tyree Nichols in 2023. We will also learn more about the Napa Valley getting hotter, and it may soon be too hot to successfully grow Cabernet grapes. That's a problem for Napa Valley. It's the region's biggest wine. Cabernet Sauvignon, it's their thing. Anyway, we will talk about it coming up shortly here on KPR. Clear skies tonight with a low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 80s. It is 10 minutes before 6 o'clock.
And welcome into...
NPR does whatever it takes to get the story right. This is NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. Many thanks to Brad Allen for coming in to talk with you this afternoon. Brad from the Lawrence Public Library. You can make your call of support right now at 888-577-5268 or kansaspublicradio.org. I would